Hey, this is Amber, and we are here for another edition of the Leading Hearts Instant Writers Podcast, and I am so thankful to have the real mom on the line, who is actually a real mom, Heather Riggleman. Thanks for coming on the program with us today, Heather.
Thank you. So good to be here. I'm so excited.
Heather is an author, a blogger, a speaker, and we said a mom, but tell me a little bit about today. We're going to talk about rebranding yourself, getting over the speed bumps and the how-tos of avoiding publishing pitfalls and honing your platform. Well, Heather, you've had a pretty dramatic testimony, and I want to talk to you a little bit about how you, a girl from Nebraska, got started into your blogging career.
Oh, well, it's actually kind of a crazy story. In 2004, I had just basically been fed up with life, and just, it was just like the perfect storm of events that happened. And, I had attempted suicide, and God had literally met me in the emergency room, and I heard him sit there and say, "Heather, you know, you're not done here. I've got plans for you." And so that essentially started my journey as being a Christian and finding my purpose and my calling. And so flash forward to about 4 years later, here I am as a new Christian mom. I'm staying at home with my kids. I'm just getting into the whole motherhood, the whole trenches of motherhood. And it just wasn't fulfilled. It kind of felt like there was something else that I was supposed to be doing. And that's when there I was, just me wading through diapers and late night feedings and that sort of thing. And here I was, sitting in a rocking chair, you know, with my youngest, and God's like, "I want you to write." And I'm like, "Yeah, right. You know, I don't write. You know, I wrote in my journal."
Yeah.
And so I went ahead and just kind of, you know, dove into that leading, and I started a blog, and it was called Mother's Turning Point. And so there on that blog, I would just share about, you know, my childhood experiences, my past addictions, just the nitty gritty of motherhood. And that's when the doors kind of started opening for like all these other crazy things, like speaking to a moms group or speaking to a women's group or being invited to a church to share my testimony. And, you know, the more that I started blogging, the more the doors opened for speaking. And, you know, I just kept telling God, "You know what? I love writing. I love being behind the screen. But I really, you know, I really don't want to speak. I'm like, send me to Africa. I really don't want to speak." So that's kind of how I got started into writing and blogging and speaking.
Wow. Now, what was maybe one of the biggest things you learned about blogging as you went into your professional publishing career? What are some of the things that you learned along the way?
Some of the things that I learned along the way is that in terms of blogging, in terms of building your platform, you want to have content that draws women in. You want to have content that wows women. And what I mean by like the wow factor is as in, you are authentic, your content touches every woman, if that makes sense. And so instead of trying to like keep up like the schedule, trying to spit out all of these blog posts like where you're trying to write like, you know, 3 or 4 times a week and you're trying to build this platform and trying to get more people to your blog, I really learned to basically slow down and share bits and pieces of my life where I know another woman would say, "Me too." So, you know, the biggest experience in learning how to blog and that sort of thing is just to share your experiences and to be transparent.
Now, when you put your blog together, which heatherriggleman.com, I love how you laid it out. What were, you know, maybe some of the ways that you decided, okay, this is who I need to be? Was there a particular mentor that you decided to design or build your site around, or who coached you in this process?
No one really coached me in terms of my blog. What I did is I took the elements of my favorite bloggers and my favorite mentors, and that's what I added to my website. Trisha Goyer, she's an amazing, amazing woman. She mentored me, emailed me, she encouraged me, she helped me find my voice. She gave me, you know, bits and pieces, tips essentially to be a mom blogger. And so kind of put my website together.
Now, what are some of the biggest challenges you faced coming from a blogging background into that publishing industry?
Having a blog is actually pivotal in the publishing industry.
Yes.
Essentially, the publishing industry, it's changing about every 6 months. And so, if you're wanting to dive into the publishing world, if you have a book that you feel like God called you to write, the publishing industry is looking for business partners. They're not looking for authors. They're essentially looking for business partners. And what they're looking for is somebody who has a platform, who has a following, who has a voice, who's able to sell their content.
Yes. So as you developed your blog, it was very important to promote that and develop a following before you attempted to put your feelers out and say, well, is there a book in this? How can I, put this together?
That's true. As I started blogging, I realized, when I first started blogging, I kind of blogged about a little bit of everything, but the more that I started blogging and the more that I started speaking, the more I realized the things that I blogged about that generated a lot of responses was talking about being in the trenches of motherhood. I was talking about authenticity in my walk and as a woman. I talked about anxiety and the comparison trap and marriage. And as I started blogging about those things, more and more women were coming to me saying, me too, I struggle with this.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the biggest things I realized as I started blogging was that a lot of women were still trying to find that intimate connection with God or trying to develop that relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I blogged quite a bit about faith and motherhood, and that's when I put the two together and realized that there was a book there, because so many women are like, I really want to know who God is as my provider or as my peacemaker, as my comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when and that's how Mama Needs a Time Out, my book, was born.
Yes. Let's talk about Mama Needs a Time Out, because that wasn't an easy publishing process for you. Tell me a little bit about that journey.
When I first published Mama Needs a Time Out, I essentially hit every pitfall that an author does not want to fall into.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was such a new author, I didn't quite have the following that a traditional publishing house wanted, and at the time that I got my contract for Mama Needs a Time Out was about the time where the publishers would call it the revenge of the writers, where essentially, e-publishing was becoming the norm, and so publishers were only looking at authors who had a large, large following. So my agent found a hybrid publishing house, and that's how we went with the publishing house that we went with, and I hit. The other snag that I ran into is that the editor, who I thought was an editor, did not edit my book the way it should have been edited. So that was a nightmare in itself.
Wow.
And so when I received my book and I got it, I was so proud. I saw the cover and I was so excited. And then I opened up the cover and I saw some very glaring mistakes, and I was just heartbroken over the whole process. But it's been a quite a learning experience, because despite the glaring mistakes and stuff that I see in the book, when women go and they read the book, they come away with encouragement and new insight about God. And that's essentially the heart of the message of Mama Needs a Time Out.
Yeah, and I know that as a magazine editor and as a writer, sometimes the worst feeling you get is when you see something of yours out there and it has your name on it, and you turn the page and there's a massive typo. And sometimes I find I've gotten to those moments where what I found was, what I thought was a huge pitfall, was actually ministering to people, but I was caught up on that one thing that wasn't quite right in my eyes. And that's a huge thing for girls. I mean, especially with our little babies that we write and how we speak, we're always feeling like we're being graded.
And that's the other thing too, is like, as a woman, when you're in this process of writing a book, I mean, it's essentially like you're giving birth, to this child, and you want everything to be perfect, and you want the plan to go smoothly, and you don't want to find out that there's complications. And so that's essentially what happened with Mama Needs a Time Out. But In the process, though, it was a very valuable experience.
Yeah.
And so we're in the middle of repackaging Mama Needs a Time Out because the contract's actually up with the publisher that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had a chance to kind of sit down and really think about the essence of what Mama Needs a Time Out is. So I've changed the working title. We'll see what happens when a publishing house. I reviewed it, but I changed like the chapter title, and I changed like the focus
mm-hmm.
a little bit, and we'll just see what happens from there.
Yeah, and you know, your timeout process happened when you made that publishing deal and you saw how people reacted to the initial work and actually contemplate that material in the book where
uh-huh.
that really ministered to the women and highlight those nuggets. So sometimes that timing between the initial process of it's out there and then the rethink and the remodel for next time is such an important process for writers in general, because nothing in the publishing world comes out like this golden Emmy award. It is that long 9-month stretch of sometimes 9 years, sometimes 90 years of honing and getting there, because nothing is perfect in this process, but it's all good if you learn and adjust and kind of find out what works for you. Because I know that, Heather, you've probably gotten a lot of advice over the years. Some of it worked and some of it really didn't work for you. What was probably some of the most helpful advice that you received in this whole publishing speaking process?
Well, for any new writer, and it's so cute because I can remember being, you know, a new writer and just being so anxious and just wanting to, you know, get that book out there and get it out there tomorrow, like the next day, instantaneously. And so I actually got the opportunity to hang out with Beth Moore, and I had brought my book, Mama Needs a Time Out, with me because I was so excited to actually see this dream of mine, you know, come to fruition. And here I was talking with Beth, and she sat down with me, and she looked me squarely in the eye, and she said, Heather, I want you, and God wants you, to keep seeking Him far more than you're seeking your calling. Okay. And it was kind of a pivotal moment for me, because it made me realize that this whole process is, you know, God's got it. It's in His timing.
Mm-hmm.
He wants His writers to be authentic in their relationships with social media, in their writing, in their real life. And He, you know, and everything is going to be on His time. And so it's up to us to sit there and embrace that time with God and just to kind of keep looking to Him and not and ignore that anxiety and that push to want to get it out there tomorrow.
Yes, that is so true. Now, you also have a web-based book project, actually devotional uh-huh. project, that you've recently put together for mothers. Tell me a little bit your process in that.
Oh, that was so exciting. The e-book is called Let's Talk About Prayer, and it's essentially about empowering women to pray. And I co-wrote that with my mom mentor, Julie Titus Sanders, and her blog is titled Come Have Peace. And both of us are on the Mom Initiative team. We're both mom mentors, and it's all about taking Titus 2 into the streets and mentoring other women. So now that you have that background, that kind of sets up the whole process of why we wrote Let's mm-hmm. Talk. And basically, Let's Talk is about a conversation between a 40-something woman and a 30-something woman about praying and about prayer. Because I've only been a Christian for about 11 years, and so this whole idea of praying really escaped me. Like, what's the big deal about praying? Why not just, you know, get out there and get things done for myself? And so that's how the book was essentially born. It's about, you know, talking about how to pray and why we pray and how to cover your children in prayer and why we should pray for our spouses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really fun process of putting together these mini chapters in a conversational style between Julie and I.
And this whole process of actually putting into electronic publishing, a lot of people think, oh my goodness, what's involved? Do I need to know how to do design? What was one of the things that you realized about electronic publishing maybe that you didn't know before?
Electronic publishing essentially is a very powerful tool. It's actually very simple to use. We published through Amazon, and so that made the process even more simplified, because you essentially uploaded your files, the program they used stripped the format and reformatted it the way it should be, so that way it was compatible for Kindles and other ebook readers.
And did you actually have to hire a designer to lay out the book ahead of time, or did you do that yourself?
No. I laid out the content of the book, and then Julie actually designed the cover. We both found a cover that we liked on iStock, and then we used website called PicMonkey.
Yes, PicMonkey?
Yeah, it's titled PicMonkey.com, and that's a great place to go and edit photos and create the cover photo as well as the back cover for your ebook. You can sign up for the membership, or you can use the very basics for free.
Oh wow!
So it's picmonkey.com, and I use it for blogging and for photo editing for other purposes too.
That's really cool. Now, what kind of investment would you say this project was for you, putting this one prayer book together?
The investment, time-wise, the investment took me probably about 2 months to put the entire project together, and that includes writing and editing and formatting and, editing the photos and getting the entire book put together. Yeah. But I think the investment also has like an eternal value, because I really was able to kind of sit down and dig into why women really need to be praying.
That's really cool. Now, what are some of the top 3 tips you can pass down to any woman who's just getting her feet in the publishing world?
I would tell them the same thing that Beth Moore told me, is to seek Him far more than seeking your calling.
Mm-hmm.
Seek Him. The next tip for the publishing world is patience.
Mm-hmm.
It's just be patient, because it's kind of like a hurry up and wait game. And mm-hmm. so, you get your stuff edited, you get your manuscript polished, and it's all put together. And then after that, it's a waiting game. The next tip is, just to refine your craft. One of the things that I do is I try and sit down and write on a daily basis for 30 minutes a day. And
wow.
Then part of that process is to use a website that I go to. It's called Compel Training, and it's through Proverbs 31 Ministries. And it's like having a writing class in your own home. The final tip that I would give new writers is to find an editor. Find an editor where you mesh well with the relationship, meshes really well. She gets who you are. She gets your writing style, but she's willing to critique you, and she's willing to make sure that your work is professional.
And how important is having an editor as a Christian author who is spiritually focused? How is that important to the ultimate outcome of your book?
It's an extremely important factor. Even big names like Beth Moore, Jen Hatmaker, you name it, they have editors, or they have a team of editors. And that editor not only, edits your work and makes it shine and makes it, sound professional, but at the same time, they're able to kind of hone in on the theme or the basis of what it is that you're writing, and to really draw that out from a spiritual sense. That way, other women are able to connect to your message or the heart of what it is that your manuscript.
Yeah, it really is important. I think that your editing, your agent that you choose, a lot of people kind of get drawn into agents that, hey, they know, Harper and Row and da-da-da. It's really not about who knows who in the big dog game. It really is, your agent is that person that goes before you and is like a prophet of sorts for your book and how it fits in ministry. So
especially having an agent, because, he or she is going to basically, part the Red Sea, essentially, for you. They're going to find the right publishing house. They're going to find the right place for your manuscript, and they're going to be willing to go to bat for you. And if they realize that, your message isn't, for this time and place, they're going to sit on that, and they're going to wait for that perfect timing. So, essentially, they're going to give you the best advice possible.
That's so true. Well, Heather, I want you to give one more plug, heatherriggleman.com. I am so thankful for having Heather in our Leading Hearts contributors pool. She does so much for the magazine, and you can read all her columns in each issue of Leading Hearts, leadinghearts.com. We're on iTunes and iIssue, and we want you to like Leading Hearts on Facebook and like Heather Riggleman on Facebook. She has some great stuff there. So Heather, why don't you leave our ladies here today with a final scripture verse to wrap up the podcast?
My favorite scripture verse and one that spoken volumes to me is Psalms 27:13-14. And I'll quote you the Message version, which is, "I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God, take heart, don't quit. I'll say it again, stay with God." Yes, stay with him. Don't get ahead of him. Don't get behind him. Stay with him.
Such powerful words. And at the end of the day, writing is about being a minister. And we cannot lose that connection, that God connection, that you and him, so much more important than you and your audience. Because if you are aligned with your creator, at the end of the day, that's going to reflect. Thank you so much, Heather. We will be with you next time for another Leading Hearts podcast. Until then, this is Amber, and we want you to have a blessed day. Thank you for joining with us as we are empowering Christian women for leadership.